In less than 15 minutes, the entire building was empty and silent. Darkness descended outside. The sky was blood red from a looming storm of heavy rain and violent gusts of wind. The palm trees' branches foretold of great tumultuous traveling danger. Wes locked the front door and exited to the parking lot. He fought the wind with tense legs and arms. The worms were crawling around every crack and crevice in the asphalt. It was disgusting, Wes thought. He hurried into the car and clutched steering wheel and hit the gas. The city streets were empty. No cars were around. Every rain puddle in the road was as red as blood. Suddenly, a heavy pink fog had begun to descend, and Wes sensed something horrifying was bound to happen. The fog was like a living worm in and of itself. Everything about the fog was like a worm, its shape, its texture, its sudden movement. That was when the heavy pink fog surrounded the car as if it was alive, as if it was a part of the worm culture, all to corner Wes in and make him succumb to the invasion of them. Suddenly, a glob of red goop splattered against the windshield, and then another glob of red goop struck, and then another, and then another. Damn it, he thought. Am I imagining things? What the hell is happening here? Wes turned on the windshield wipers to get all that red slime off the window. The goop barely budged. It got caught up in the wipers and slowed them down. The red stuff was streaking everywhere. That was when he heard thumping sounds strike the car roof. It sounded like hail. Yes, hail, Wes thought. And then that's when he saw a clump of them slide down the windshield like a bowl of spaghetti. Yes, a glob of red worms like spaghetti. My God, Wes thought. He watched the glob slide into the center of the windshield. That's when the windshield wipers stopped and got stuck. Wes slammed on the brakes and heard the tires screech. He couldn't see a thing outside, and the windshield wipers didn't move anymore. Red slime covered the front glass, every corner and inch of it. The worms started to crawl and squirm and make their way for the doors. Wes wanted to dial Valerie. He searched for the phone. But where was it, damn it? Where on earth is the phone? Thank you.